Vayitirnu Reisu. We are in Tainus, Dav Lamed Amid Aleph. Pick it up about 6-7 lines down. Next part of the Mishnah. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam beis tavshilin. On the Erev Tisha B'Av, a person cannot have two cooked foods, right? This is talking about now the suda mafsekes, literally the splitting suda, the cutoff point, mafsik hafsaka, the break, the final meal before the fast. And we say that a person can have one but not two cooked dishes, and that's what we're talking about over here. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Lo shara l'mishay shal shalamala, this din that it's also to have two dishes is from the sixth hour of the day and on. In other words, after chatzos. But if you go 6 hours and earlier, then it's okay. Eat whatever you want. They taught this din about having these two things. Only one of the suda mafsekes, have a suda she'ena mafsekba, or the suda that's not mafsek, and it's important to have more. But if I look at both of them being makel, we need to say both of them. And Rabbi Yehuda would have taught us that this din of these two things apply to the suda mafsekes, but didn't mention that it's only after chatzos. I would have thought that maybe it's also an issue to have it before the 6 hour. No, it's only from 6 and on is a problem. If you just would have thought of that, but wouldn't have mentioned the idea that it applies only to the Surah Mseqas and have a mean of feel besu the Shana Mafsikba, that can only have one dish. Kamashvalan, Besuda Mafsikba is the only time it applies, but not out of that. Tiny Kalishta Kamba, Tiny Kalishta Basra, Rebbeisa, which goes like Kalishta Kamba, the Tribune's first din. That says that the Isser against eating two applies only after midday. Tanu Shabasra, which says that it applies only to the Mosekas. Tanu Shabasra of Surah Mosekas, that says a Soid Erev Tisha B'Av, somebody has, if he eats, Ima said, Lissot Surah Cheres, if he plans to have any other meal, the Mutter Lecho Basav Lishashayin, he can have meat and wine. Vim Lav, Asa Lecho Basav Lishashayin, but if not, it's going to be Asir to have that. Taiklushna Kama, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochal Adam Shay Tavshil, and says, Dora Tu Tavshil, Lo Yochal Basar, Lo Yishta Yayin, Dora Basar Yayin, or Shibin Gamli Alomi, Yishana, a person should change what he normally does. Amar, make a little bit of a shift. Amar, Yehuda, Ketzim, Shah, how do you do that? Emma, Yerog, Alechal Shay Tavshil, if he normally has two Tavshilin, then, Yochal Minachad, you should only have one type. If you normally eat with 10 people, Rashi so you saw a din imo lichvoda, oh, soid bechamisha. You should have it with only 5 people, right? That's out of respect, so do less, right? If you normally have 10 cups of wine, shosa chamisha kosos. By the way, if you do that normally, it's another thing we should talk about, some issue. That's only taken for 6 hours and on. If I'm mishay shosa lamata, mutter from before, it is mutter. So Rabbi Sui says both things. Tanya dach, another Rabbi Sui says, Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochal adam sheyiz tafshila. A person Erev Tisha B'Av should not have two tafshila. Lo yochal basav lo yishay yayin, dodo basav yayin, divir bimeir. Chamorim yishana, just make a little bit of a modification, a little switch. It's got to be a little bit different. The might must have a yayin and do less. Case of a might, how do you do that? Am I a regular lechol litcher? Also, you have a litcher of meat and you have a chatzi litcher. I have half of that. How you regular litcher? Lug yayin. So then you used to have chatzi lug yayin. V'im eino regular kolikar asa. But if you're not used to having wine, made of wine at all, then don't do it for the sort of seconds. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, am I a regular lechol tznon or malicha chesudaso? If it's a normal thing to have radishes or salted fish or meat after the meal, Rashi says, benech daga basa, beliach, like dessert. Dein bo tam kuch. It's never such a tam. Achish shal shal. So Yom had already sat for 3 days with milk and salt. Kilakamon kishlamim vadoser mibaser zevach hashlamim tfei. Those kind of mikrobaser. It's not really called baser anymore. It's just biyado. Therefore, it'd be mutter to eat that. It's not like you're having like two separate things going on over there. Tani idach. Another bais says kol shu mishum tisha b'av. Any type of meal that a person has because of tisha b'av asal lechol baser v'asal shushan, you can't baser b'yayin asal lechos, you can't wash yourself from that time on. Kol she'ena mishum tisha b'av, anything which is not because of tisha b'av, right? Rashi says kigon suda mafsik b'av b'tainis tzibor inami suda she'ena mafsik b'av, something, a finishing meal of a public fast or a meal eaten on the afternoon of right before, which is not tisha b'av sekes mutter lechol baser v'lo shushan mutter v'asal lechos tzasa to wash right from that time on. Rabbi Yishmael Okay, the Rosh actually changed it to, and it's mutter lirchos. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi b'Rabiosi omer mishamaviv kol shah shemutter lecho batzer mutter lirchos. If you're allowed to have meat, then you're allowed to also wash yourself. Tani Rabbanan, Kol Mitzvah Nogos Ba'Avel, Eni Mitzvah Applied to Novel Nogos B'Tishah B'Av. It's also applied to Tishah B'Av. Aser B'Achila, B'Shtia, B'Sicha, B'Dinas Hasan, B'Tash Shemitah, the five things you're allowed to be involved with, like translate them. B'Aser Likos B'Torah B'Nimim K'sivim. It's also Aser to learn Tanakh. Why? Because it's going to bring you joy. It's going to bring you joy. Rashi says, "Echsebahu misamchei leiv." These are things that we know. What does Torah do for us? Rashi says, "Pekudi Hashem." Pasuk says, "Pekudi Hashem Yishar misamchei leiv mitzvah Hashem bara beimus einayim." Velishnos back in the Gemara, so Mishnah Batal Mishnah Belachos Zagados. You can learn Mishnah Talmud Mishnah Belachos Zagados. So Velkorihu b'makom shein rogel likros. You can read things you're not normally used to reading. Rashi says, "Dekivid al yada yisaitzar." Since you don't know it, it's painful. It's hard. It's challenging. Veshona. Bermakom shein rogelishos. You also let it learn Mishnah or Gemara in a place that you're not used to. You're learning v'kari b'kinas v'iyov v'dvar merim l'v'yirmiya. You're allowed to go and learn from kinas, iyov, and other things which are not so pleasant in sefer Yirmiya. V'tirokos b'israam b'telim. Kids, they don't shtag that day. Mishum shenemar v'gudah Hashem b'sharim samchalev. The orders of Hashem are upright and they gladden the heart. We don't be gladdening no hearts of Yirmiya. Huda omer af eino kari b'makom shein rogelikros. You can't read even in a place that you're not used to reading. Vayna Shoda Makam Shin Ragalishnas can't even do that either because it's going to bring you joy. It's going to bring you a level of joy. Avakori Hubi Eo Vikinis Vidor Marib Shabiyom, Vitinok Shabisram, Vitalim Bosh, Vishum Shanama, Pigudi Hashem Yisarim, Yisam, Misam Chelev. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.